This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County has been cleared to reopen houses of worship, restaurant dining rooms, and fitness centers. The state health department officially issued a waiver loosening restrictions in the county beyond what the state would otherwise allow. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The openings come with some restrictions. People will be asked at the door whether they have any symptoms of COVID-19 and turned away if they answer yes. Restaurants and fitness centers can only serve up to 30% of their usual capacity and will have other social distancing measures in place. Mesa County currently has enough healthcare capacity to accommodate some increase in infections. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is getting more than $2 million from the federal government for a project aimed at helping the state's mule deer and elk herds. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The U.S. Department of the Interior is granting the funding as part of a $24 million push for big game habitat conservation in the West. CDOT plans to use the money to install fencing to guide wildlife under State Highway 13 north of Craig. Officials say the project will reduce wildlife vehicle collisions and protect a migratory corridor for mule deer and elk herds. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Many college internships will move online this summer due to the pandemic. Tech companies like Apple and Hewlett-Packard are providing a fully virtual work experience for college students. 77 degrees in Denver, it's 82 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.